got to go. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing, heartbreaking. Can you be everything I need you to be? Can you protect me like a daughter? Can you love me like a father? Can you drink me like water? Say I'm like the desert, just way hotter.
7 past the hour, Doug's having a good day. Dudley is out walking his little lovely Charlotte as she needs to take care of business every morning.
She had a potty.
So Jennifer, Roberta, and Rich here, taking you to DougStephan.com. Check out today's poll. This is crazy. This guy, if you go to DougStephan.com and you check out today's show, you will see the story of a guy who was down scuba diving, decided he wanted to take some pictures of some sharks, looking through his viewfinder and realizes he's looking right into the shark's mouth.
Check, please. Gotta go. The picture is incredible up at DougStephan.com, too.
As the shark is about to try and take a chomp out of him, so what he does is he pushes the camera forward and into the shark's mouth, giving him enough time to escape. So today we ask you in our poll at DougStephan.com, have you ever seen a real shark? Yes, they're amazing animals. Yes, and it was frightening. Only at SeaWorld or an aquarium. Or only at a seafood restaurant.
Yeah.
Or only on TV or at the movies.
You should have put or I like to vote, but I'm missing my fingers.
I can't type.
You should have put or I scuba dive with them like I did.
Yeah, so Roberta has scuba dive
amazing.
With the sharks.
You're the, yes,
yes, I've scuba dive with sharks numerous times.
Right, so head on over to Good Day Show or DougStephan.com and check it out. And Dudley is back from walking dear little Charlotte.
You
know, everything go okay? What's that?
It's raining. And Charlotte never, if I'm not in a hurry, Charlotte is happy not to be in the rain. I'm in a hurry, she wants to take a walk around the block.
She wants to scope it out. It hardly ever rains.
Wait a minute. Who's walking who on this little adventure?
Charlotte walks me.
Okay. So you have no control.
Well, I have enough control to have gotten, if she'd have had her way, we'd be out there a half hour from now.
Right. You'd be drenched and she'd be happy.
Right. And she doesn't like to go out in the rain. That's really kind of an interesting thing, but if she can almost sense, she's sitting here looking at me, she can almost
laughing,
sense.
Laughing.
Mm-hmm. When I'm
it's
in a hurry.
It's kind of like when you're reading, I don't know if you have any of you cat owners, if you have a newspaper and you're trying to read it, that's where the cat wants to lay down. Even if your cat never sits in your lap, if you're reading a newspaper, that cat is front and center. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
It's kind of like your thing with Charlotte, wanting to stay outside.
Right. There's hardly anything that, that Charlotte does that I am annoyed at. And I'm not annoyed. I just was in a hurry.
No, but they know. They know when you can't, you know, spend time with them or something. They're like, ha-ha, let's see what's more important to you. But
they're so smart, man.
They are. They're smart cookies. The audio highlights every day. There's something about the program. I always get a kick out of how either Richie or Jennifer decides what the audio highlights of the day are. Some of them are obvious. Like last Friday's conversation with Elizabeth Kucinich.
Doug's new girlfriend.
Intrigued. No, she's married to Dennis.
I know, but
my new girlfriend would be
Gina. They'll break up
sooner
or later.
Corinna, you think so?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard to find somebody who's what my daughter calls age appropriate.
Correct.
It isn't. Yeah, you know, it's just.
Yeah, Elizabeth Kucinich is Jennifer's
is
age.
Is not. Yeah, she's a year older than me, which makes her a couple years younger than Megan, which makes her out of your market.
Right. Okay. But interestingly enough, Kucinich is, I believe, just a couple of years younger than I am.
Oh, wait a minute now.
What?
Wait a minute now. I would throw this rule back at your daughter.
Would you?
I would say, listen, you ain't getting any younger, sister, or daughter in your case.
Yes.
I think we need to reevaluate this rule.
Oh, really? No way. The rule is, it's funny because Megan and Doug have the same rule that I have with my dad. It doesn't matter. I can't date anybody older than my dad. Ew, gross. Right. And he can't date anybody younger than me. Ew, gross. Because he's getting older. So the age difference is still the same.
Well.
So how does that apply again? So do I have a chance with Gina Carrera after all?
No, especially not her. She's even younger than Kucinich,
probably.
Yeah,
she's in her 20s.
No, she's 30, I think.
She's 30? 30. Okay. Yeah, you're definitely done there.
Yeah.
How old is Megan?
So
Megan's 38.
Wow.
And she looks wonderful. She and I had breakfast yesterday at Lulu's. She loves to go to Lulu's. So we had breakfast yesterday, and she's so radiant. She's so happy. She's leaving the school where she's been teaching for 6 years. She's going to start teaching at UCLA. And you can just see the radiance with her. Just one of those great, you know,
oh, Lord,
parents
I just got
love.
Slapped in the face with a 2x4. I remember when she was still in college.
I know, isn't that amazing?
Holy.
I know. It's yep. just amazing. And she's kind of getting to deal with her mom in a way we always get off. Every time we're together, we always sort of get off on our mother for a little bit, and we both have a tear, and then we move on to start laughing about the way she was or how it was. And the problem this weekend was I was home for a couple of days, and I had to, there was some work. I needed to get something in Megan's room, and Megan's room is full of, that's because Tony used to sleep there when she was here. I was here when she was on the farm. And all of her clothes are in the closet, and there are bags of stuff all over the room that both of us, when Megan was home right after Tony died, dealt with only for about 30 seconds. We decided we didn't want to deal with it, so we just left him. And you get into those conversations, but then you move out of it. It's really what this has been for all of us has been a good way to train ourselves for what we have not, any of us, but we have been through, we've all been through deaths. And it's very interesting. We keep citing this, but I find it really interesting. Richie lost his dad last year. Roberta lost her dad last year.
No, my mother.
Your mother. That's right. Your dad gone. Yeah. I think I was more, maybe I felt closer to her because I actually went to the services for your dad. Mm-hmm. At any rate, when you think about these things and you can move away from them, but then you can get back into that same place. And the time which my father said accurately, healing all wounds, is true, but it's still, you know, you still have that sort of spell that's cast on you when you think about these people that you loved. And the fact that when you talk about being slapped side of the head, Richie, about Megan being in college, you realize you will never see these people again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's so sobering. It really is.
I was, we gave my mom a Kindle Fire for her birthday the other day. So I was creating accounts for her for things that she could use on the Kindle, the Amazon account, Pandora account, and all this other stuff. So I had to go update her Facebook account, which was previously Ed and Nancy McFadden. So you have to go in there and like change all that. So then I have to call my mom and go, I changed your Facebook account. It's just Nancy McFadden now. Mm. So
yeah. All right, there you go.
So anyway, let's have some fun.
We will do that in a second. In the meantime, I want to help you. Those of you who have high cholesterol, please listen to me for about 60 seconds while I tell you the story of a great product that is cardiology approved and cardiologist sanctioned. Does that make any sense? Cardiologists who practice cardiology.
Sure.
I think this is one of the safest, most effective ways to lower cholesterol. The all-new natural products, including our own Dr. Ken Kronhaus. This is a find from Italy, Roberta, where Cardiol has come up with local ingredients, natural ingredients, that apparently don't exist, at least in the same form, anywhere else on the planet. So Cardiol works with all of these ingredients to lower your cholesterol levels and the bad fats that are in your system, the triglycerides. You know, you get your blood test done every year, and the doctor looks at your cholesterol levels, the good, the bad, and triglycerides, that's an indicator as well. And if they're great, you don't need this. If they aren't, you do. Cardiol, easy to take, one capsule a day. And the folks who are making Cardiol and distributing here are so confident it'll work for you. There's a free 30-day trial available for you right now by calling 888-809-6424. Or you can go online to Cardiol, C-A-R-D-I-O-L, cardiol.net, and get the 30-day supply, pay a little shipping and handling, and that's it. Don't let cholesterol ruin your future. If you use the discount code KEN, you'll get something else along with this that'll come to you free, a heart product, cardiol.net, C-A-R-D-I-O-L.net, or toll free for Cardiol. Get rid of that high cholesterol and high blood pressure problem, 888-809-6424.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
Hey, it's freezing back here.
Ugh. Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Make sure your omega-3 is fat-soluble.
Omega-3s are all about DHA.
EPAs are an omega-3's best friend.
Confused by what to look for in an omega? Then try new ProNutrients Omega-3 from the makers of Centrum. Its triple-action mini-gel goes beyond heart health to also support your brain and eyes. ProNutrients Omega-3, one of a new line of supplements that works with your multivitamin. New ProNutrients from Centrum helps make nutrition possible.
From the Twitter site that focuses on facts, it's called Factsbook, Bill Gates...
Factsbook.
What did I say?
No, I'm following it.
Factsbook, yeah. Okay. Bill Gates earns $250 a second. How about them apples, folks? Ooh,
almost as much as I earn a second,
almost.
But, you know.
$250, that's $20 million a day, $7.8 billion a year. Bill Gates, 20.
He earns more in a second than most people earn in a day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ooh, what a fun account. Perspiration is odorless. It's the bacteria on the skin that creates the odor.
Factbook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aren't you glad I brought it to your attention recently?
One quarter of the human brain is used to control the eyes.
How about that? Anything else?
In the average lifetime, a person will breathe about 44 pounds of dust.
Uh-huh.
Breathe in about 44 pounds of dust.
We better make it illegal.
Yeah.
Let's see if we can work on that. Let's make it illegal. All right. So a lot of social media connection here on Good Day. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook. Jennifer's got some good stuff there as well. This is the Good Day program at 21 after the hour with Roberta, Jennifer, Rich, and me.
Thermometers used to be filled with brandy instead of mercury.
Yeah.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8255. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Listeners, it's Jason Lewis, and now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. Daily, we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world, unemployment, food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna and savory stroganoff that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947 and enter promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Peace of mind, the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love.
The year is 1987, and NASA launches the last of America's deep space probes. In a freak mishap, Ranger 3 and its pilot, Captain William Buck Rogers, are blown out of their trajectory into an orbit which freezes his life support systems and returns Buck Rogers to Earth 500 years later.
That would suck.
I don't remember it was that long, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Birthday list for Monday the 23rd, and first on the list is Gil Gerard, who was Buck Rogers in the 25th century.
Beady, 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 beady.
Also was in Hooch, and he was in a lot of soldier kind of movies because he was that kind of action star. Born this date, 1943, Gil Gerard is 16. I don't hear from him. He just decided probably to do something else, right? That's what happens to a lot of people that don't want to stay in the business. Actress Jean Moreau, who's still alive, born this day, 1928. She was in the original Femme Nikita. Anybody seen that television show? It's on the CW.
Nope.
The
new version, Nikita? Yeah, it's pretty good. My dad loves it.
Yeah. Really? Well, then he will love the movie with Gina Carano. He'll love that. Love it.
Love it.
This is a theme song today.
All right. The Pointer Sisters feature Anita, who's born this day, 1948. How many of there? He's so shy, slow hand, jump for my love, automatic, neutron dance. I'm so excited. Goes on and on. That's a pretty good group, actually, right?
Mm-hmm.
Born this day, 1948, so she's 64.
They were the original Spice Girls.
Yeah, right. Rutger Hauer, who's an action star.
Oh, yeah.
Was in Nighthawks, Blade Runner, Forbidden Choices. He's a really good bad guy.
Nighthawks, great movie.
That's how you would, and Lady Hawk as well, would describe him. Happy birthday to him, born this day, 1944. Patrick Simmons, who's the guitarist with the Doobies, having his birthday today, born this day, 1948, same age as Anita Pointer. Listen to the music, Black Water, What a Fool Believes. How many of their songs can you
name?
The Doobies, very good stuff. 64 years of age today, Mr. Simmons, a tip of the hat to you. Now, Richard Dean Anderson, who is MacGyver, was in MacGyver. It's also done that Stargate series, right?
Oh, yeah, that's done well. Yeah.
He was in a number of movies as well. Pretty much identified as a television actor, though. And the reason he likes this is because he produces these shows now himself. And therefore, as the producer and the star, you bring two paychecks in.
Yep.
And so he likes to do his own thing. Good for him. Born in the state 1950, so he's 62. Bill Cunningham, not the television or radio star. This is the bass player for the Box Tops. This is their biggest hit, The Letter. About 400 million jillion copies of this thing sold. Cry Like a Baby, another hit they had. Big star. So Mr. Cunningham, born this day, 1950, another 62-year-old. Robin Zander from Cheap Trick.
Yes.
59 today, guitarist with Cheap Trick. Let's see, Princess Caroline of Monaco, birthday is today. We have Gail O'Grady, who is Donna on NYPD Blue. birthday. I'm trying to remember which character she was, Jennifer. Refresh me as to Donna. Which one was she?
You know, I really don't remember.
She was in Monk, Boston Legal. Oh, I know. No. I know who she is.
Who is
very
she?
Attractive blonde.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
Ooh. Ooh, she dropped the Amber, though, to be more serious.
Oh, did she really?
Yes, she did. She's just Tiffany Thiessen now.
Valerie in Beverly Hills 90210.
She's a cutie. Yes.
The real.
Saved by the bell.
Yeah,
Mariska Hargitay?
Yeah.
Sexually based offenses are considered especially heinous.
Yeah. Heinous.
Heinous.
She at first
these vicious felonies are members of
said she was going to quit as well when Maloney said he was done. She was going to quit, and then she decided, no.
Limited role.
I like those $683,000 a week checks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So limited my foot. She's been in every one I've seen. Not that limited. Anyway, 28 after the hour. It's interesting how some of these stars mature with their shows.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Hi, I'm Julie Bowen, asking you to walk with me in March for Babies. Too many children in our country are being born prematurely or with birth defects. They have to fight to survive every day, but you can make a difference. Your steps in March for Babies can help them take their first steps. Visit marchforbabies.org to start your team and raise money to ensure that babies are born healthy. Let's walk together for stronger, healthier babies.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage. With formulas for gas, constipation,
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
La 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 la. 23rd of January is upon us. The first full month of winter, 2011-2012, is over. History, gonzo, bye-bye, adios. There were tornadoes last night running up the Mississippi River, Memphis, south of Memphis. There were like six or seven tornadoes, first tornadoes of the season, as the warm air masses clashed with the Canadian air. That was the same. Did I tell you the story earlier about the bumps on the flight?
Yeah, you were saying you were watching Saturday a movie, and yeah, it was very bumpy.
Wow, and that was the same storm. That was over the Rockies. That storm moved into the Mississippi Delta area and created as it moved up. So they come, sometimes, depends on the jet stream. They come down and then they move back up again. Jet stream has been kind of weird this winter, and apparently
I kind of like it because it's keeping us in the Delmarva kind of warm.
Yeah, it's keeping the Northeast fairly warm. Northeast pretty cold this weekend, but back up into the 30s today and maybe 40 by tomorrow. And so what happens, these anomalies, we have La Nina, El Nino, and then there was a new term that was about the lack of both of them. And I've forgotten, I used the term about 4 months
El Nada.
Ago. Yeah, no, El Nada. It was. That's right, it was El Nada. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, it was. Good. Thank you. Yeah.
Clever, clever.
Which means the nothing.
The nothing.
There's no real influence of La Nina or El Nino, and the environmentalists are theorizing that's because of the ice melt. And so during the summer months, Northern Hemisphere summer months, the ice is melting more than it used to, and it's creating something in the Pacific that's sort of calming down El Nino and La Nina,
good,
which have been factors for a long, long time. Interesting, I met a lovely couple from Australia on my way out to the airport on Friday afternoon, Richie. They had come to Washington to see the sights. They started in New York, and now they're going to Los Angeles.
So neat.
They had a nice lady with her daughter, and they were talking about the weather down in Australia. It's because summertime down there. Now, they're on, I said, how do you happen to be here and be able to take a month? Well, their school break is now because it's summer
right
now, as opposed to ours, which is 6 months from now. So very hot, apparently, down in Australia. And so a lot of people have been down there. The same kind of conversation exists up here about the environment and what's going on. The alligators apparently are dying. And there are a lot of droughts and
being
stuff.
Being eaten by polar bears that have been misplaced.
That's a visual.
Displaced.
Isn't that a visualization, huh? That's quite a visualization. But anyway, the point is that the weather apparently is going to be strange again this year over much of the country. I did a little quick research because for my farming interests, I stay close to the weather and the trends as far as it affects the Northeast anyway. And so in doing that, you kind of get exposed to all the stuff around the country. It looks like the drought, there was a drought that started last year that affected the Southwest to a point, and I'm not sure how it affected us here in Los Angeles. Jennifer, I never...
We were under drought conditions until last year, early last year, when we got a lot of rain and snow.
Right. It's raining today.
It is, but this winter has been very dry and warm. We had a very cold fall, which was unusual, because usually it gets hot in L.A. in September, October, November, but it was cold.
But it's warmed up. It's been very pleasant here.
It's been very warm here.
For this last month. At any rate, the reason I'm bringing this up is because the food supply that we depend on ourselves, although it's crazy, we grow a lot of food here, more than most any other place, certainly of our size around the world, and we're shipping more and more of it offshore and having more. Now, we had this conversation. We've had it we've had it 100 times. Our food supply, what are our priorities? What do you want for your family, et cetera, et cetera? And, you know, we went back to it visiting after the orange fiasco of last week or the week before, where you find all those insecticides on the oranges that are coming up here from Brazil. So, it again brings back into a focus, why is it, especially if we're going to have a drought this year, that we don't do something about keeping our own food here in our country instead of selling it on the commodities market? You know, everybody says, well, that's the system. Okay, change it. Why would we be selling off, this is all about corporate, people around, especially the Chinese, value our food. They want our grains especially, and other things that they can't grow any even close to enough to satisfy what they need. So they buy our grains from us, and then we don't have enough for us. So what do? We go buy substandard grain from the Sahara or wherever it comes from, sub-Sahara in Africa or wherever else on the open market. And then we have this, you know, all these, this is the thing. And nobody talks about this. All the environmental folks who either don't get it or don't really pay attention to what's going on, think about this for a second and how it impacts us. We put all of the stuff, not all of it, but a lot of what we grow gets put onto ships and it gets shipped elsewhere. And then we go to these other countries and buy stuff and it gets shipped here. Well, what do you think the cost is environmentally to all of us on the planet with the amount of whatever is coming out of those diesel engines, the amount of exhaust coming out of the diesel engines on those ships that are crisscrossing the oceans all the time to move all this feed around. Does this ring a bell, hello, knock, knock, with anybody?
It's silly.
It is silly. It's crazy. It's just another reason for us to think more carefully or know more. And then.
But we've been doing it since the Spaniards started going around the world.
Yeah, but it was wind power then. Nobody cared.
Right.
Now, I've never heard any environmentalist talk about that. Have you? Has anybody?
No.
Ever heard any? Nope. I've never heard anybody talk about it. No.
But it is silly not to be self-sustaining first.
Right. I mean, yeah. It's like oil. Again, we have enough oil in Alaska, and we want to drill it, put the pipeline here, there, and everybody says, okay, yeah, that's swell, except the oil is going to go somewhere else.
This pipeline, that's going on now from Canada. Okay, let's just send it to China.
Yeah.
Halfway around the world.
Put it under the ocean and, you know, be done with it. Speaking of farms, here's a question, Roberta, that I have for you.
Okay.
What would you do with 1,000 pounds of excess butter?
1,000 pounds of excess butter.
Be a guest on the Paula Deen show.
I know.
I would like bring it somewhere where it's very cold and make a sculpture out of it.
Yes, okay, that's good.
Hey, me too. That's what I do. And then I take a picture and put it at DougSevin.com.
Yep, exactly.
There's a
and then I'd give it to Doug so I could talk about it.
There's a farm show that goes on this week. I've gone to it a couple of times in Pennsylvania. It's a great farm show. And one of the things they do every year, they have a tradition of giant butter sculptures.
Butter. Mm-hmm.
Butter. Right.
Butter.
And this year's star attraction is a 1,000-pound butter statue depicting a young boy leading a calf through a country fair. We've put the pictures at DougSteffen.com. 1,000 pounds of butter, and now he's won, so he's going to use the butter to help power his house and his farm. I bet you want to know how that works, right?
Yes.
How can he power it? Yes.
I will tell you that story. An unexpected alternative energy source in a moment here on Good Day. It's now, what do we have, 18 before the hour, looks like, Richie.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message. Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Amberin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Amberin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Amberin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Amberin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
And now here's another tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a parent with children under 17, you could get a tax credit of up to $1,000 per child. And credits like these are so much better than deductions because a tax credit reduces your overall tax bill dollar for dollar. That means if you have three qualifying children, that's $3,000 fewer dollars you may owe Uncle Sam. To find out how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, go to TurboTax.com.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up, your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. You can get that information and lots of other things that apply to the program, like following us on Facebook. You can connect to all of that at DougSteffens.com. 1,385 people like something today. I don't know what that is, Jennifer. We are asking about the football weekend, who you want to meet at the Super Bowl.
We also are talking about the Sharks, if you've ever had a run-in with the Shark.
Right.
The real kind, not the political kind.
Remember that show, James Woods? Starting a legal drama a couple
Shark.
Of years.
Shark, yeah.
It's actually a pretty
Shark.
Good show.
Yeah, it was a good
I
show.
Get down to it. All right, so we're now looking to find out the story at DougSteffens.com about the Pennsylvania farmer. Why am I doing that today?
Farmer.
The Pennsylvania farmer who is going to turn a 1,000-pound butter sculpture into energy. Want to know how he's going to do it?
Yes, please.
Please.
It's going to be unceremoniously dumped into the manure pit.
Ah.
And it will be transformed into gas, the same as the other things that are in the manure pit, because think about it. It's all the same. Milk and manure are really, and the beef and everything else that are part of the cow are all from the same source. They eat the grass or the hay or the corn or whatever you're feeding them, and it becomes either milk or manure or beef or gas, right? So whatever comes out of the cow, no matter what it is, can be recycled the same way. And that's what happens with a lot of these. When cows die, we put them into our cows sometimes. We put them into the compost pile. And within 4 months, the microorganisms, this is why, you know, the lesson in food and where it comes from never ends. I was talking about microorganisms. Remember when we were talking, what was it, a week or two or three or four ago, about how the soil really works? It's not about fertilizer that you put on the soil. It's about the fertilizer you put into the soil. And the natural stuff that comes out of the cows or the pigs or the chickens or whatever it is, that fecal matter, has been processed so that it's really full, rich in nutrients for the soil. That keeps the microbiology working, the microorganisms. And here, what you need to understand about butter or ice cream or milk or any of the products or meat, anything that's alive, when it is dead, it's, if you put it sort of outside and leave it to the elements, you see all kinds of things working it. Some things you can't see, like the microorganisms, you don't see them, but they're there. And so this butter is going to go into the manure pile, and they're going to mess, you know, kind of mess around with it, mix it up. And the farmer says, this is really good because I'm glad to see more and more farmers talking about how the, you know, everything works on the farm. Microorganisms break down the fat molecules. All right.
So I have a question. Everything pretty much breaks down.
Yep.
Except for styrofoam and rubber, right?
Right.
Why not?
Plastic.
What are they made of?
It's a, they change the molecular structure. It all comes from something that is natural. You've hit a good nerve.
It's not organic. It's inorganic.
It's inorganic, like the...
That's the difference.
But if inorganic things are made of organic things, how come they can't break down? I still don't get it.
You mean how come they can't reverse the process and make it like it was before it became what it is?
I guess I don't get that they reverse the process or that they make the process so that they cannot break down. I can't conceive that something can't break down because it's still made of molecules.
Well, it can break down. Eventually, it can break down. Yes, it may take hundreds or thousands of years.
No, it doesn't break down, Roberta.
At all.
Ever.
It doesn't break down. No.
Not after thousands of years?
No, glass does, but plastic, for whatever reason, doesn't. And it, I'm not sure what the properties, the qualities are, but I think Rich's question is an excellent question, and this is something to ponder a little bit. How come when you take something that seems to be natural and you mix those chemicals together and it becomes something that it's organic versus inorganic.
You can't make anything out of something that's everything comes from this earth, right?
Yes, you can. You can, if you combine the molecular structure in such a way, yes, you can. And what you're asking is, why can't you reverse it or bring it back down to its original form?
Sure.
And I don't have an answer for that. Common sense would tell you, yes, you could do that. But think about all of the things that are changing molecularly that we, man, have changed, altering the natural state of things. Plastic is not a natural item.
Although, as you have suggested,
it comes from something that the ingredients are natural, so why can't we sort of bring it backwards? And I don't know the answer to that. There are some people that are sort of stepping in line. You know, my friends, the Libmans, that make the brooms and the mops and all that other stuff, they take plastic. Every single thing that they make comes from something that's recycled. Everything. The brooms, the handles, all of the little steel rods that activate the thing on the Swiffer or whatever they call that. He took me through the plant, Robert, who he and Sandra, my friend, own and operate it. They have 334 employees there, make mops and brooms and all kinds of stuff. They've been making it in this little town in Illinois. His grandfather started, so it's almost 100 years old. And everything that's in there comes from something else. There is not one, they don't buy an original of anything to make their products. So I think it's fascinating. But what do we do? How do we reverse the process? Richie, that is an excellent question. I'm sorry I can't answer it now. 51 after the hour. Long as I got my plastic
Jesus riding on the dashboard. Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing.
Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
It was a weekend in which some stepped up and one very special elected official stepped aside. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. We begin with that special person. Whatever your political affiliation, there's no one who isn't amazed at the courage and determination of Gabby Giffords of Arizona. The Democratic Congresswoman announcing via a YouTube video that she is stepping down, that she has more work to do on her recovery.
So, to do what is best for Arizona, I will step down this week.
Giffords was critically injured after being shot in the head in January of last year in Tucson. Her announcement has drawn nothing but best wishes from both sides of the political aisle. Elsewhere, you have the aftermath of the Republican presidential primary in South Carolina, held Saturday, in which former House Speaker Newt Gingrich basically cleaned Mitt Romney's clock. Gingrich saying he's the only candidate who can challenge President Obama in a debate.
One of the reasons I think people in South Carolina voted for me was a belief that I could debate Obama. Head-to-head, that I could convey conservative values.
As for the former governor of Massachusetts, Mitt Romney is reversing a decision to hold off in releasing his tax return information until April, saying he'll do it now.
I will release my tax returns for 2010, which is the last returns that were completed. I'll do that on Tuesday of this week. I'll also release at the same time an estimate for 2011 tax return.
Romney making those comments on Fox News Sunday, clearly reacting to pressure to release his tax information. And those returns, by the way, are expected to show Romney's wealth in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Next up on the primary campaign trail, the Florida primary, set for a week from tomorrow, January 31st. And yes, there are still four candidates in the race: Gingrich, Romney, former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum, and Texas Congressman Ron Paul. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Hi, Danny Davis for Snow Country, brought to you by Smuggler's Notch, Vermont, America's family resort. Voted number one for family programs by the readers of Ski Magazine for 13 years. Visit smugs.com today. Big snow totals to the western mountains, providing plenty of powder like at Copper in Colorado. About 20 inches recently. They have over 90 trails wide open. Deer Valley in the last 5 or 6 days have picked up over 4 feet. They ride the powder on 84-plus runs at Deer Valley. The Canyon's riding about 3 feet of fresh snow. They have over 90 runs and adding more trails each and every day. Snowbird with about 45 inches in the last 5-plus days themselves. While at Sun Valley in Idaho, it's over 60 runs. In the eastern mountains, a great cold weekend provided good grooming and more snowmaking. A little bit of wet weather kicks off the week now. Stratton in southern Vermont with up over 80 runs and 30-plus miles. Killington continues down over 100 trails, pushing it up to 48 miles of skiing and riding. Smuggler's Notch in northern Vermont on 3 peaks and 55 runs. January's Learn to Ski and Snowboard Month. Learn more at snowcountry.com. I'm Andy Davis for Good Day.
It's a new week on Wall Street. The market coming off a mixed day last Friday when the Dow finished up 97 points to 12,720. S&P rose a fraction of a point. NASDAQ was down 2. If you're heading out to put some things in the mailbox today, remember a stamp is now 45 cents, up a penny as of yesterday. That's enough. That's enough. The financially distressed post office also increasing the price of a postcard to 32 cents. That's an increase of 3 cents. Business at the box office over the weekend.
Why are you following me?
Actually, we're following you.
We?
Yes, me and these guys. They're scary. Underworld Awakening, number one this past weekend with $25.4 million. And finally, Super Bowl 46 to be played in Indianapolis on February 5th. All set, a rematch of the Super Bowl from 4 years ago. The Patriots and the Giants, both of whom came up with dramatic wins yesterday. Giants over the 49ers in overtime in San Francisco, 20-17. Here's Giants quarterback Eli Manning.
It was a hard-fought game, and just excited about this win. Excited having another chance to go to the Super Bowl and play New England.
Speaking of whom, the Patriots hung on to beat the Baltimore Ravens in Foxborough, Massachusetts, 23-20. Here's Mr. Personality, Coach Bill Belichick. How does it feel to go back to another Super Bowl, Coach?
Feels great. Feels great. You know, we're thrilled.
The man is a quote machine. Going to be a fun 2 weeks with him at the microphone. Anyway, there was a bit of negative fallout from the star-spangled singer at the Patriots-Ravens game. None other than Steven Tyler did the national anthem honors. Here's what he did toward the end.
Oh, the land!
Stephen clearly went over the top there, but the fault lies with the NFL for selecting him to sing the anthem. Steven Tyler has never done a song, not even the love theme from Armageddon, in which he didn't, at least once, let out one of these. And that's the reason I cannot and will not watch American Idol. I'm David Weiss, and that's the news that matters.
From coast to coast, this is the Doug Steffen Show. Early morning radio, credible and reasoned. This is the Doug Steffen Show. Restoring dignity to early morning radio, this is the Doug Steffen Show. The Dudley Steffen Show. Good morning, Dudley. Easing you into a new day, this is the Doug Steffen Show.
Hi, this is Ed McMahon, and you're listening to Doug Steffen.